This is Building Bridges, produced and hosted by Mimi Rosenberg and Ken Nash.
Migrants, refugees, and workers unite in New York to demand open up the borders, provide safety, stop the violence, end the wars.
If you look at the plaque at the base of the Statue of Liberty, inscribed thereon by poet Emma Lazarus, are the words, "Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free, your wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send these the homeless tempest tossed to me. I lift my lap beside the golden door. The door is not open here for hundreds of thousands of migrants and refugees. The land of the free isn't something to be found at the American border or in New York Harbor. Rather, they have been risking life and limb. Migrants, refugees, life and limb to get into Europe." Recently, images circulated online of a drowned 3-year-old Syrian boy lying face down on a Turkish beach. The photograph, which many journalists and activists insisted be shown despite its graphic nature, was a stark reminder of the realities of a crisis that has gotten steadily worse.
Whether through small wars of destabilization or labor export programs, millions are displaced from their home countries to control markets, resources, territories, and extract super profits. With the drive for hegemony at the root, neoliberal economic policies and the mercenary armies are unleashed on countries in order to undermine and overturn economic and political sovereignties. While initially slow to rise to the occasion, New Yorkers are now rallying to demand justice.
Let's listen.
When refugee rights are under attack, what do we do?
Stand up, fight back!
When human rights are under attack, what do we do?
Stand up, fight back!
My name is Claudia. I'm with People's Power Assembly. Today marks the one-year anniversary of the disappearance of the 43 students from Ayotzinapa, Guerrero. They want us to believe that organized crime and corrupt public officials are responsible for the disappearance of the 43 students. We know that it's the state that disappears the students. It is the state that governs through disappearance, terror, and death of indigenous people and campesinos. Since 2006, over 30,000 people have been disappeared in Mexico as a result of the so-called war on drugs. This war is a farce. It is a way to increase repression against the people while pretending to fight against the narcos. In this war, the U.S. provides the money, the weapons, the training, and even some of the troops. This is not a war on drugs and on so-called organized crime. It is a war on the people of Mexico. The U.S. is a patron of this war, and the Mexican state is its accomplice. The true organized crime is created and maintained by the state and by the corporate interests who seek to expand their control over the people, lands, and resources of the Americas. This war has displaced us and millions of others, but crossing the border did not make us free. The deaths continue at the borderlands. The disappearances continue into detention centers and deportation centers, with over 2 million women, men, and children migrants kidnapped by the Homeland Security Forces in the U.S. under the Obama administration. As displaced Mexicans, we accuse the U.S. government, the banks, and corporate interests it represents of waging a war on Mexican people on both sides of the border. We call on all oppressed communities to follow the example of struggles for liberation and of historically colonized people who are fighting to dismantle the state and the organized crime systems it maintains.
Ayotzinapa vive!
La lucha sigue!
Ayotzinapa vive, vive!
La lucha sigue, sigue!
My name is Bernadette from the Campaign for People's Goals. Make some noise! What does forced migration even mean? Mothers have to leave their children behind to raise other people's children. That is what we mean by forced migration. We've built an alternative economic system that does not force parents to leave their children to spare them from poverty and hunger. Migration is an obligation. That is not the system we want for our world, is it? Until such time, these wars of destabilization stop. The refugee crisis will not stop. Are we going to stop these wars?
Yeah.
To all the migrant workers, immigrants, and refugees in the world, today is a very important day to all of us, for the people and the migrants in the world, because there, inside the United Nations, many governments are gathering to approve what they call sustainable development goals. It is a goal that is not meant for the peoples, that has been meant to protect the interests and the riches of the world. It is a goal who never even addressed the root causes of forced migration. We are tired of their promise. The migrant workers, the refugees, the immigrants have suffered enough for long years. It is enough to see refugees are drowned in the sea in Europe. It is enough to see the Rohingya are drawn to the sea and wanted by many countries. We continue to suffer at the border, to suffer in the territory who promised green land for us. We continue to suffer in the houses of the employers. We continue to be imprisoned, deported, and killed. What we can expect in 2030 at the UN? There is nothing. What we will see, more people are forced to leave our land. It is the land, it is the resources they want from us. We are poor because our land is rich. They want our land and they don't care how they do it. Economic plunder, war, it is a way they try to exploit our land. And here we are, rich people who live in other people's land. We are not going to give up. The beauty of forced migration is we learn solidarity and unity. The unity of suffering and exploitation that brought us together. There is nothing to rely in the UN. There is nothing to rely from our own government, either the U.S. government. So the International Migrants Alliance, Bring Solidarity and Unity, invite each one of you to unite to fight for our rights. It is no longer about who we are, what nationality we are. What matters the most, we believe in our own fight for justice, for humanity to all of us. We are migrants.
We are not slaves.
Justice to all migrants. Enforce migration now.
Enforce migration now.
Let's hear it for Sister Annie Lathari. Margaret Kimberly with UNEC, United National Anti-War Coalition. We're all here in solidarity together. We always speak of being against the wars at home and abroad. And these wars abroad force millions of people to leave their homes, their families, go to different parts of the world in desperation. Now we are seeing a horrible migrant crisis, people fleeing Libya, because Libya was destroyed in 2011 by imperialism, by the United States and NATO. People are fleeing Syria. Also since 2011, under attack, 9 million Syrians have been displaced around the world. Now it's considered a crisis because those people are going to Europe. It didn't seem to be a problem when they were in refugee camps in Syria and Lebanon and Turkey. But now the world is paying attention because they're in Europe. And they have humanitarian needs, obviously, but the biggest need they have is for the war to end in their homeland. The United States and Saudi Arabia have no right to say who should run Syria and destroy that nation. And that is why we are seeing this human suffering. But that's the cause of human suffering everywhere in the world. People in New York City come from all over the planet, but mostly because their countries have been impoverished by the policies of the wealthy nations. So we are here not just to say that migrants fleeing through Libya or fleeing through Syria or who drown on their voyage. By the way, people die getting here from Mexico. People die getting here from Central America. And obviously they need humanitarian support, but they also need for us to speak out against the policies which ruin their countries and endanger their lives. Power to the people.
Tell me what you know, what you really want.
Justice!
Tell me what you need, what you really need.
Justice!
How are we gonna get it?
People power!
We're gonna have
have Kasima's in with solidarity with Iran?
When we talk about refugees, Syria makes the largest of the refugees in the world. 4 million refugees registered with UN. Another 7 million have been displaced internally. More than half a population have been uprooted since 2011. 51% of the refugees is under 18 years old, and from the age from that, 39% is only under 11 years old. U.S. imperialism, who caused all these refugee problems after the attack in the Middle East of all nations, Iraq, Libya, Syria, Afghanistan, and planned to attack Iran, caused all these refugees. U.S. only accepted 1,500 refugees. None of them were Syrian. Just imagine, when we talk about capitalism, we talk about disaster. 60 million refugees caused by a country who only accepts 1,500 refugees. How can we analyze that? Only just 2014, 219 tried to cross the sea to Europe. And in the first 8 months of 2015, 300 people tried to cross the river. Only few of them were able to go. More than 4,500 was killed. They were killed on the way going to Europe. So I just tell that because the question of Syria is extremely important. We're going to be in solidarity with them. Down with imperialism, down with capitalism, and long live the refugees, solidarity with the refugees. They have to be saved.
We are people. We are not illegal. We are people. We are not illegal. Que queremos justicia. Cuando?
Ahora.
Que queremos
justicia.
Cuando?
Ahora.
Que queremos
justicia.
Cuando?
Ahora.
Que queremos
justicia.
Cuando?
Ahora.
Our next speaker is Terry Vallon with NAPCON.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm so proud to be here, thankful to be here with all of you. It's amazing to see so many different communities coming together from the Middle East, from South Asia, from Africa, from our homeland in the Philippines, all across Asia and the Pacific, the Middle East, North Africa, all of our communities coming together. We're here in New York. I'm proud to join you all here when heads of state are gathered from around the world, but our people are forced to be here, forced to migrate from around the world to be here in places like New York. I'm here from San Francisco. Again, proud to join all of you at this gathering of people. And I was joined earlier. I was a juror on the International Tribunal of Conscience for the People in Movement. And so I'm proud to be part of that jury. Our brother Camilo, who spoke earlier, joined the International People's Tribunal on Human Rights Violations in the Philippines. And that's exactly what we've been doing across the United States. I'm the president of the National Alliance for Filipino Concerns, NAPCON, which is more than 30 organizations in over 23 cities across the country. Filipino forced migrants around the country are fighting for our rights against wage theft, against for workers' rights, for immigrant rights, together with our brothers and sisters in the African-American community, in the Latino community, in the Palestinian community, in the Arab community, in all of the communities that make up this country. We've all been forced to migrate. The issues of gentrification today that we're fighting against in all of our communities from New York to San Francisco, which I heard is even more expensive to live in than New York these days, so that gentrification against development and the police repression that we face, the repression in our communities that's waging state violence and repression against our people in all of our communities in the United States is what we're standing up against here. But through NAPCON in our Filipino community, we also have to talk about what's happening in our home country. NAPCON formed after September 11th, when immigrants' rights are now under Homeland Security, when U.S. troops were deployed to the Philippines, to the war on terror, the second front was in our homeland. The human rights violations that are being waged against our people in the Philippines, the same things that we heard in the International Tribunal of Conscience today of what's being waged against the people of Mexico. They're being forced to migrate across the border, they're being terrorized at the border, and they're being devastated in their home country. The Ayotzinapa 43, the massacre in San Fernando, all of those disasters that we heard about are things that we're standing up together. Today, we hear about the tragedy in the Lumad communities across Mindanao. Philippine troops are taking over schools that are built for indigenous people in the Mindanao region of the Philippines. Indigenous people, Muslim communities, are being terrorized by Philippine police, Philippine military, and even U.S. troops and forces that are operating in Mindanao. We're standing up together against all these forces of oppression in our home countries, forcing us to migrate, standing up against the mining corporations, the deforestation, and the theft of our land and resources in our home countries. All we're fighting for is justice, for the right to determine our own self-determination and our own futures for ourselves, standing up against the UN and its plans for quote-unquote sustainable development goals. We need people's goals, the campaign for people's goals. We need to continue to stand together and fight for justice. So like that Spanish chant we said earlier, we're going to say, tell me what you want, what you really want.
Justice.
Tell me what you need, what you really need.
Justice.
How are we going to get it?
People power.
How are you going to get it?
People power.
How are we going to get it?
People power.
How are we going to get it?
People power.
Tell me what you want, what you really want.
Justice.
Tell me what you need, what you really need.
Justice.
Tell me what you want, what you really want.
Justice.
Tell me what you need, what you really need.
Justice.
How are you going to get it?
People power.
How are we going to get it?
People power.
How are you going to get it?
People power.
How are we going to get it?
People power.
Now we have a brother from Nigeria. Please welcome to the scene, Akpapari.
We may come from different continents and different countries, but we suffer the same thing. We have a common enemy. We will not want to leave our home to another country that has made us to leave our country to places where we can earn a living. It's not different from what you face. Ogoni used to be an oil rich and a fishing and farming community, very rich. Before they discovered oil, the people started experiencing a decline in food production. They couldn't fish anymore because the river had been polluted with oil. And our people led a campaign against Shell because we survived by fishing and farming, and because of their profits, and had to raise a campaign against them. But because we did that, Shell, in collaboration with the Nigerian government, sent the military into Ogoni land, killing every human being they see. They arrested the leader of the Ogoni people, Ken Sarawiwa. He was executed by hanging with 9 other Ogoni people on November 10, 1995. What was the offense of Ken Sarawiwa? That your business, your profit, making business is destroying our life and livelihood, and that you should go. The Ogoni people is an indigenous ethnic nationality with a distinct culture and language, and we don't want to be slaves to anybody. We want to be on our own. They got to live our land. We must come together and drive away this capitalism. A people united.
Our next speaker will share more about the refugee crisis. From Serbia, Miloš Rajković.
Thank you. Sisters and brothers, there are so many struggles going on right now in the world and so many suffering that this is incredible. And here we are in the belly of the beast. Why am I mentioning this country? Because this is where, you know, the attack is happening on humanity. This is a disaster on all levels. And behind that, we know it's the NATO countries and the USA on the top of everybody else there. Now, the refugees are leaving and coming into different countries, including my own country, Serbia, getting to Hungary. Hungary closed the border. Now they went to Croatia from Serbia. Croatia closed the border and they are kind of fighting over it. NATO countries, all NATO countries that participated in aggressions should be obliged to take the refugees in and to pay reparations. Greece, who is suffering from terrible financial dealings from the banks, they have 200,000 refugees right there. NATO should take all of these. And I wish all of us luck. There is a big struggle ahead of us on all levels. And hopefully, you know, people of the world will be stronger and pull us into some bigger fights, because we have to fight. So good luck to all of us.
Rise up, rise up, rise up. Rise up, my people, rise up. Rise up, rise up, rise up.
Rise up, my people, rise up.
to talk about the labor export policy in the Philippines, Jonah Bagles of Philippine Forum.
I'm Jonah, and I'm with Philippine Forum, and we're a migrant rights organization based here in New York. As we gather here today at Washington Square, our heads of states and governments are also meeting today to plan for our future, where we, the people, don't have a say, where migrants like us are sold like goods and commodities in a market by our own governments inside the halls of the United Nations, who are not truly representing the voices of the people. Our own government, the Philippine government, has been so eager in pushing for the labor export policy, which has become a world-class model for exporting people. And today, in this current administration, the Aquino administration, more than 6,000 Filipinos leave the Philippines every day in search of jobs and better livelihoods elsewhere, which our government could not even provide. Instead of creating jobs at home, instead of creating national industries and implementing genuine agrarian reform, our government is busy meeting with other heads of state, crafting plans on how to further exploit us and make money out of our labor, our sweat and blood, and literally our lives. Is this the development that they are talking about? Is this what transformation and leaving no one behind means for our so-called world leaders? When we, the migrants, the export products that they are so proud of, are being abused, trafficked, killed, or become undocumented and vulnerable, get separated from our families, while we barely get any protection from our government. Today, let us speak out and unite and let the world know that we, the people, do not approve of these development goals that the UN has been pushing for, goals that do not benefit the majority but only a few. We are migrants, we are workers, we are human beings, we are not for export, and we are rising up with the people and end forced migration!
And
forced migration.
And forced migration.
When the migrant workers' rights are under attack, what do we do?
Stand up, fight back.
What do we do?
Stand up, fight back.
We have our sister Kunsella Ilo with International League of People's Struggle.
Woo! Solidarity. Woo! With all migrants and refugees around the world who are crying out for justice. We're going to be marching from here to a cultural show in honor of the Tribunal of Conscience to remember the 43 students of Ayotzinapa and the tens of thousands of people in Mexico who have been murdered because of neoliberalism, because of U.S. intervention. Some of you have traveled from around the world to condemn the United Nations for what it is responsible for. It is saying that they will leave no one behind with this post-2015 development agenda. What they're really saying is they will leave no one behind in their home country because this development agenda is not for the people of the world. What is happening now in Syria, what is happening in North Africa, in the Middle East, and around the world, we are seeing wars of aggression that are displacing people, families, by the millions, where children and parents have to watch their family members drown in front of them because they are being forced to escape their homelands and seek a refuge. This is the crisis that we must confront. We must be bold and daring to take justice into our own hands. That means we need to take this imperialist system by the horns. That means we need to protest the United Nations and the heads of state that are justifying mass murder and mass displacement around the world. Here in the United States, there's also a war going on. We must connect the struggle for justice for the 43 to the struggle to demand that Black Lives Matter. This is not a coincidence that our people and our communities are under attack because we are the ones who have the power to smash this system and make a better and socially just future for the rest of the world. We have to be united. So it is a beautiful thing for us to be together tonight to unite and connect our struggles. And there is much more work to be done. We cannot stop now. We have to link our struggles around the world for our migrants and refugee families who have traveled from so far around the world to confront the heads of state here in New York City. We welcome you with open arms. We do say open the borders. We say stop all wars of aggression. Long live international solidarity.
Long live international solidarity.
Are we ready to march?
Yeah.
Are we ready to take the streets?
Yeah.
Long live international solidarity. Long live international solidarity.
Well, this has been Building Bridges, your community and labor report with Mimi Rosenberg.
And Ken Nash. And log on to our website at www.buildingbridgesradio.org.